May you share the love of God, and may you be clothed with the Holy Spirit. And may you show gratitude and appreciation for all those who love you. And may you be bold in your love for others who need to know that they are loved by God. In Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
And in the last days, it shall come to pass, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh.
And your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your old shall dream dreams, and your young shall see visions.
When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all gathered together in one place.
And suddenly a sound came from heaven, like the rush of a mighty wind, and it filled the house where they were sitting.
And there appeared to them tongues as of fire, distributed and resting on each of them.
And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
Let us now sing hymn number
Our New Testament reading this morning comes from the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 1 through 21. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages, as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. In our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my Holy Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved."
Things in the popcorn popper. What are they called?
Popcorn.
Popcorn.
Seeds.
Popcorn seeds. Popcorn. Jack?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Jack. Kernels? Kernels. Okay. All right. You guys like popcorn?
Yeah.
I like popcorn.
My dog ate popcorn.
Yeah, we like, dogs eat popcorn. I like a little bit of salt with a lot of butter. Right? I like popcorn because it also kind of helps explain a scripture that Pastor Zach is going to be talking about, and also the day that we're celebrating today. So in John 14, 8 through 17, there's a disciple Philip, who asked Jesus to show me the Father. And Jesus replies saying, "Don't you believe that I am the Father and the Father is in me?" It's a little confusing, just a smidgen. But look at one little...
Seeds?
Yeah, it's a little kernel.
It's too hard.
They are a hard piece of kernel. But what's inside of this kernel? Do we know?
A seed.
A jack? What comes out of it? A big piece of popcorn. So I have a ton of kernels in here, but I have... If I popped all these kernels, would they all fit in this little cup?
Yes.
Nope. It's probably going to fill the bowl. So that's a little confusing, but we know there's a big piece of popcorn in every kernel that's in there, right? Okay. So, just like the disciples had a difficult time going, how is God, the Father, in Jesus? That's kind of hard to see. But there's a big piece of popcorn and a little kernel, right? Okay, everybody stays clear of this because we're going to pop some popcorn while I keep talking. So listen, but once in a while, we'll kind of put our eye on what's going on here, okay? What's today? What are we celebrating today? Jack?
Pentecost.
So in Acts 2, 1 through 4, we talked about it. It explains how Pentecost came. So a group of people, followers, got together and they gathered, just like we're doing today, right? And God sent the Holy Spirit to give them power to teach others about Jesus. The Bible says that they could hear a mighty rushing wind. You hear it? You hear our popcorn popper wind? All right. Then the Bible says that they saw what seemed to be like flaming tongues, and the flames rested on them. So do you see my ribbons? That's like our tongues, okay?
Ow!
Well, yeah, don't touch. Then the Bible tells us that they felt the Holy Spirit. They felt the power. They couldn't hear. They couldn't see the Holy Spirit, but they could feel His power. So, we're not going to feel it, but if we put our hands around it, we could feel the heat coming from the popper, right? And then we could eventually, oh, yeah, it would help if I would have added the kernels to the popper, wouldn't it have? Okay. Sorry. So, eventually the popcorn will fill this bowl with a large amount of popcorn, like the Holy Spirit is with us. It's huge. And it was just in this little cup.
He's jumping high.
Yes.
This wheel.
So, I hope that the next time, and I'm thinking that our popcorn probably isn't going to pop because I made a mistake, but maybe if I speak long enough or pray really long, then it might pop. But I'm hoping that the next time that you guys eat popcorn, maybe sometimes you get those seeds at the bottom of the bowl and you're like, oh man, it didn't pop into a popcorn. But remember, let it be a reminder that when we see that there's a huge piece of popcorn potentially in that kernel. Just like in us, the Holy Spirit is with us. And we can feel, oh, is it starting to pop? We can feel His presence as He guides us through each day. All right, shall we say an echo prayer? And then when we open our eyes, I think there's going to be a lot of popcorn. All right, ready? Let's close our eyes and repeat after me. Dear Father, thank you for sending your Holy Spirit to guide us. Help us to listen to the Holy Spirit and help us to teach others about Jesus. Amen.
And our New Testament reading comes from Romans chapter 8, verses 14 through 17. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is that very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heir of God and joint heirs with Christ, if in fact we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him. Please rise for our gospel reading. This is from John 14, verses 8 through 17 and 25 through 27. Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly, I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I have said these things to you while I am still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid." Thus ends the reading. You may be seated.
This is the word of God for we, the people of God. Let us say thanks be to God. Will you please pray with me? Breathe in me, O Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may all be holy. Act in me, O Holy Spirit, that my work too may be holy. Draw my heart, O Holy Spirit, that I love but what is holy. Strengthen me, O Holy Spirit, to defend all that is holy. Guard me then, O Holy Spirit, that I always may be holy. Amen. Today is a joyous occasion, friends. Today is Pentecost, the church's birthday. Today is Confirmation Sunday and a day of baptisms and celebrations, and when we reaffirm our covenant with God and affirm our faith together as the church. Today is a joyous day. And I want to share with you something I shared with the confirmands one evening at confirmation class. And it was when I was in fifth grade, and I was at Camp Point United Methodist Church, and there was a youth witness mission that came to our church from Peoria. A bunch of high school students came to share, to do a lock-in and to share the love of Christ with us as fifth graders. And we were playing lots of games, and then at one point we went downstairs into the basement. They turned off all the lights and they lit a candle. And they passed it around in a circle, and they each took a turn sharing their testimony. And this one girl shared her testimony. And to be honest, I don't remember what she said. I don't remember her name, but I remember her face. As she talked about Jesus and held this candle, her face glowed brighter than the candle in her hand. And in that moment, I felt something I had never felt before in my life. I grew up in church. I was baptized when I was 2 years old. My parents taught me how to pray and to sing, and in the church I learned how to use my gifts. And I knew that God loved me, and I loved Jesus. But I hadn't met Jesus in the way that she knew Jesus. And when her face was aglow, brighter than the candle in her hand, I knew I wanted her Jesus, the real Jesus. And I went upstairs to the dark sanctuary, kind of just wandered up there by myself, and knelt underneath the big cross at the altar. And I prayed and I asked God to forgive me of my sins. I didn't know what they all were, but I asked him to forgive me. And I asked him to change my life and for Jesus to come and live into my heart so that I could be with God and I could have the real Jesus living in me that she had. And that moment changed me. And I don't know how long I was bowing down and praying and crying for joy. But I felt this presence I'd never felt before. And I got up and some of the adults came and prayed with me. And afterwards I got up and I called my grandfather. And he was a faith role model for me in my life. And I told him, Grandpa, I prayed and I asked Jesus into my heart and I asked him to be my Lord and Savior. And now I feel funny, like I'm electricity or on fire or something. And he says to me words I'll never forget. He says, that's the Holy Spirit, boy. That's the Holy Spirit. See, in that moment, I knew that nothing could separate me, even at 11 years old, from the love of God in Jesus Christ. And I was forever changed. And I knew in my heart and in my head and in my life that God loved me no matter what, that I could never do anything that could take away God's love for me in Jesus. And that Jesus was here in my life forever to stay. And he gave me a boldness that has carried me to this day as I am now a pastor. And I get to do what I love. I get to share Christ with people and open the Bible and worship God. And it's been an honor to celebrate that and to share that with your confirmation students, these 8 students. Because there was one night where we were learning about Jesus and his death on the cross and his love for us, that at the end of confirmation, we all prayed together, and each one of these students received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior together as a class. And it was the one point in confirmation where you could hear a pin drop. Everyone was stone quiet. And then we had to go home. But I'll always remember that night. And I want to thank you, parents, for bringing your children to this church so that they can experience the love of God and their faith in Jesus can come alive as they start the journey of discipleship today. So here we are at Pentecost. The Holy Spirit falls on the disciples gathered in the upper room in Jerusalem, where Jesus told them to wait and to not leave Jerusalem, but to wait there for the promise of the Father, the Holy Spirit. Because Jesus promised them that John baptized them with water, that is, for forgiveness and repentance, for a changed heart and a changed life. But he says, you will be baptized, fully immersed with the Holy Spirit, not many days from now. He says, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses. That is, you will have a message to share what you have seen and heard and experienced. And I believe that today is a turning point, and our confirmands and our new members will be witnesses of the glory of God in Jesus Christ and will begin to live out their faith at school and at home and in work and when they go off to college and when they start families, that they will be witnesses to how God is changing their life. And in 1:14 in Acts, it says that all these disciples were constantly devoting themselves to prayer. And none of this could be possible without your prayers. Your earnest prayers to pray for your loved ones, for your children, your grandchildren, your nieces, your nephews, the kids in your neighborhood that brought them here. And it's their prayers that I believe have brought their parents to church again. And it overjoys us. But to receive the Holy Spirit, it comes with preparation in prayer. Because the Holy Spirit comes when you least expect it. But you expect it through prayer. And this church is joining together in a concert of prayer, whether walking through the community or praying for parents or praying in your homes. And we need to keep praying God, please bring your Holy Spirit. Please continue to do a new thing in our lives. Please change our hearts and our ways so that we can turn to you and build one another up and forgive one another and be a community again. And that your Holy Spirit will bring us unity as you and the Father are one, Jesus. We need unity. We need peace. We need forgiveness in our land, in our nation, in this world. And I believe that our students are the first fruits of that hope and peace and love of Jesus Christ that is coming into our world. And it's going to be new voices in the fold, new witnesses who are going to change the world for Christ by their everyday lives. And it says in chapter 2, when the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place, in this place, just like we are today. We are gathered together in one place in unity to seek Jesus Christ and to celebrate our confirmation students. And it says suddenly, not according to schedule, but suddenly from heaven came a sound like the rush of a violent wind. And it filled the entire house where they were sitting. They heard the Holy Spirit. Because they were listening in prayer. They were seeking God with all their hearts, all their soul, all their mind, and all their strength. They were desperate. They were travailing. They had no other option but to pray and to seek God. Because they were scared and afraid. And they knew that without God, they couldn't do what Christ had called them to do. The entire house. And it filled the entire house. The Holy Spirit comes in a corporate setting, not just for individuals, but the Holy Spirit comes when we are gathered together in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And Jesus promised to be with us always through his Holy Spirit. And it says, divided tongues as a fire appeared among them and rested on them. And here's the verse I love. 2:4. All of them in this house were filled with the Holy Spirit. And began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit. And today, all of us can be filled with the Holy Spirit, friends. The Holy Spirit is not exclusive. The Holy Spirit is inclusive for anyone that wants to know and be filled with the presence of Jesus Christ. That wants to know and live as a beloved child of God. That no one is a lost cause. But the Holy Spirit is for all who want to experience God in Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit gave them ability to speak in ways they'd never spoke before. And jump down to verse 12, or 11. It says, in our own languages, all these people from around the empire, from across the globe, all were amazed. Because in our own languages, it says, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power. In our own languages, in our context, in a way that we can understand, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power, what God is doing and will continue to do. And they say, what does this mean? Because they were amazed. And later on, Peter gives his sermon, his testimony. And as he's prophesying from the Old Testament prophet of Joel, he says, and then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Anyone who cries out to Jesus Christ to save them will be saved. Everyone here today who cries out to Jesus Christ in their hearts and with their lips will be saved. This is why we can celebrate. This is why we can dance. This is why we are alive and we are not dead. It's because of Jesus. And later on in chapter 2, it says in 37, when they heard this, they were cut to the heart because the Holy Spirit brings conviction of our sin. We don't need to convince people of their sin. We need to proclaim the word of God and Jesus Christ, how he changes our life. And the Holy Spirit will bring conviction of sin to the rest of us. That God will do it. We don't have to convince people. We only have to love them. because they were cut to the heart when they heard this testimony. And they said, brothers, what should we do? And Peter says to them, and he says to us, repent, that is, change your hearts and lives and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins may be forgiven and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you, for your children, and for all who are far away, everyone, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to him. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Everyone can receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise that is for you, your children, and for all who are far away. Everyone whom the Lord our God calls and loves. And especially our confirmands today. So I wanted to share a beautiful poem from the Middle Ages about the Holy Spirit. And as you listen to this poem, may you be blessed. As this poem is really a prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, Creator, come. From your bright heavenly throne, come, take possession of our souls and make them all your own. You who are called the Paraclete, best gift of God above, the living spring, the living fire, sweet unction and true love. You who are sevenfold in your grace, finger of God's right hand, his promise teaching little ones to speak and understand. O guide our minds with your blessed light, with love our hearts inflame, and with your strength which never decays, confirm our mortal frame. Far from us drive our hellish foe, true peace unto us bring, and through all perils guide us safe beneath your sacred wing. Through you may we the Father know, through you, the eternal Son, and you, the Spirit of them both, thrice blessed, three in one. All glory to the Father be, and to the risen Son, the same to you, O Paraclete, while endless ages run. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I pray. Amen. So at this time, we are going to the Holy Spirit to enkindle the zeal of Christ's followers, waiting in Jerusalem for his promised gift. God, may you pour the same inspiration on we, your people here assembled, and on the Church of Christ throughout the world. Revive the power of the gospel in our hearts, that it may be to us a sacred trust for the blessing of all creation. Enable your church to spread the good news of salvation, so that all nations may hear it in their own tongues and welcome it into their own lives. I pray this in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. May he be with you always unto the end of the age. Amen.